All right, Taylor Sudman, a four-set win, Coach. Obviously, you know, you weathered a big storm there with Aubrey Shields, and she had 11 kills in the first set, and you still win that set. I guess what was the message from you, or what were you guys trying to do to slow her down and, you know, find a way to, you know, keep her from those big numbers?
Yeah. We knew coming in that she was a very, very good player, and that we were going to take, it was going to take all of us to stop her. She hits over the block, so it kind of falls on the defense, and sometimes we were able to get a touch and slow it down, but she does it all, and she does a very good job of it. So they're a good team, and we battled through, and we're able to get the win.
It does seem like maybe her lack of kills late was maybe just you guys being able, you know, not sending free balls over anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, keeping them out of system.
Yeah, I would say we just focused on our side and did what we could to put the ball away. And she does a lot for them. So yeah. She probably got a little bit tired through those last two sets because she does it all. So we just used that to our advantage and we kept going.
All of that said, I mean, a team effort. Tell me a little bit just what you saw from your team that you liked tonight.
Oh, I liked our resilience. I think that no matter how many points we got down or no matter what the score was, or after that second set we talked about in here, that it would have been easy to let them have that momentum after the second set, and they wanted it. They kept coming out, swinging harder, digging up all of anything that they put over. So it was just a team effort.
Mm-hmm. You get five seniors here playing for the final time at home. They go out with a win, and now it's on to Sydney. So I guess, first of all, the seniors playing for the final time here, and then a look ahead at Sydney. You guys, you know them very well.
Yes. We're excited to get to play them again. It's 1-1 right now between us, and I want it for these seniors. I want it for all of them, but especially these five seniors. They give me everything they have, every single practice, every single game. So I'm excited for the opportunity to keep going.
Yeah. Coach, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And we'll see you Monday.
Thank you.
All right, Fremont Mills trio here following a four-set win. I'll start on the left here. Lana, I guess, tell me a little bit about weathering that storm by the name of Aubrey Shields in terms of her, you know, being red hot early and then eventually finding a way to just gut one out.
Yeah, she's a good athlete. She can literally place the ball wherever she wants, and so that's hard for our block to kind of time her and kind of figure out where she's going, if she's going to the right or the left. And so, but our block did a really good job, especially our freshmen. They're new, and they really, like, they're just coming in, and then they see this girl, and she's really good. So they did a great job, and our defense did an amazing job stopping her as well.
Mm-hmm. You were able to steal that first one. You lose the second one. What was kind of the difference, you think, in those last two sets?
Yeah, I think our communication. I think I said that in the last interview I had. We were lacking our communication, but in this game, we had amazing communication. Nobody let the ball drop, like, once, and then we talked it over, and we, like, never let it happen again. So it was great communication all throughout the board, and our girls just – we're like a family. We all just work together so well and form that bond.
Great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Monday. Lindsay, you got red hot there, kind of late third throughout the fourth.
Yeah.
I guess, what was going well there later for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think the first set was just a matter of me kind of getting warmed up, kind of figuring out where my shots were. Lana was putting up great balls, and that's also when our defense kind of came alive too. So it was just a matter of finding those shots, switching them up too. They were kind of all over the place with their defense. I mean, they were getting a lot of balls up, but it was kind of just mixing them up, keeping it on their toes, and just finding open shots.
Final home match for the Fierce Five, you know, seniors. I mean, what's it mean to get out of here with a win?
It's amazing. I mean, it's kind of bittersweet knowing that this is our last home game, but it's also fun to think, you know, we got Sydney next week, and we're looking up from here. So it's a really good confidence booster going forward.
Great job. And then Haley, you had to try to, you know, try to battle with Aubrey Shields there for a little bit and find, you know, a way to get in front of her, I guess. Speak to that a little bit and trying to, you know, slow her down.
My main thing was just putting up a block, and if I couldn't touch a ball, I knew my defense was going to be there, and just pretty much reading her the best that we could and kind of finding shots that we knew she couldn't get to.
You had some big hits yourself, though, big kills yourself. I guess there were times where you would go finesse. Sometimes you would just smack the living you-know-what out of it. So what goes into that? How do you make the decision on what you're going to do on a given time?
A big part plays to my setter and my libero, because they are normally the ones, after I get set and, like, I hit it, they are normally the ones that are able to look at the court and tell me what is open. So I normally listen to them and just normally trying to look at what is open on the floor.
Yeah, back to the great communication, right? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, girls. Appreciate it, and good luck Monday.
Thank you.